From Spark and Anvil and Saffron Lab, this is Brine in Chapter 1 of the Saffron Lab cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. In a small village at the edge of the cool spring pools, there lived an axolotl named Brine, who worked at the pantry of the village kitchen. Brine was small. He had cream-colored skin and soft pink gills along the side of his head. He wore a kitchen apron with deep pockets. The pockets were full of cards. Each card had a picture of a different way to keep food safe. A jar of salt, a crock of vinegar, a basket of dried apples, a wheel of cheese on a cool shelf, a row of fish on a smoking rack. Brine liked the pantry. He liked the way the shelves were arranged. He liked the cool, dry air. He liked the smell, like salt and old wood and apples. Most of all, Brine liked to say one sentence. He said it often. He said it whenever anyone asked what he did at the kitchen. He said it like a small song. "Salt remembers," Brine would say. "Vinegar remembers. Cold remembers. Food keeps if it's kept right." People sometimes laughed at the song. Brine did not mind. He just nodded and went back to checking the jars.
When Brine was very small, his grandmother had taught him. His grandmother lived in a little stone house at the edge of the spring pools. The house had a cool cellar dug into the hillside. The cellar was full of the best smells in the world. Apples in baskets, onions in nets, cabbage in big clay crocks, fish wrapped in salt. "Come here, little one," his grandmother would say. "Watch." She would lay a whole fish on a board. She would cover it with salt, a thick blanket of salt, more salt than seemed possible. "Salt remembers," she would say. "Salt pulls the water out of the fish. The fish keeps for a long time. The flavor gets deeper. Salt remembers what wet was." Then she would pour vinegar over a jar of cucumbers and add tiny seeds. "Vinegar remembers. Vinegar keeps the bad bugs out. The cucumber turns into a pickle. The pickle keeps for months." Then she would carry a basket of apples down into the cellar. "Cold remembers. Cool and dark and dry. The apples will be sweet all winter." Brine watched. His grandmother watched him watching. "This is the same care we use on our own bodies," she said. "We rest, we drink water, we sleep, we keep ourselves right. The food is the same. Care is care, little one. Care is one whole craft." Brine never forgot.
When Brine was 12, he walked to Saffron Lab. Saffron Lab was a big, busy kitchen school in the middle of the village. It was where the best teachers helped young cooks learn the craft. At the door stood Pestle, the mentor, with a tall wooden spoon in one hand. Pestle looked Brine up and down. "You are very small," Pestle said. "Yes," said Brine. "And what do you know about food?" "Salt remembers," said Brine. "Vinegar remembers. Cold remembers. Food keeps if it's kept right." Pestle looked at him for a long time. "Carecraft," Pestle said at last. "Yes," said Brine. "Carecraft." "You are appointed," Pestle said. "You will teach preservation and food safety. Go set up your workshop." Brine carried his cart set into the kitchen and found a small corner with shelves and a cool stone floor. It was perfect. He laid out his cards and waited for his first student.
A young student came to the workshop the next morning. Her name was Mara, and she had heard about the small axolotl who carried picture cards in his apron. "What can you teach me?" Mara asked. Brine smiled. "Watch." He held up a fresh fish. He rubbed it with salt and a little sugar. He laid dill leaves on top. He wrapped it in a cloth and set it in the cool spot for 2 days. "Come back," he said. When Mara came back, the fish had changed. It was firm and bright. It tasted like the sea and the salt and the dill all at once. "This is gravlax," Brine said. "Salt drew the water out. The bad bugs cannot grow. the fish keeps, and the flavor gets deeper. Salt remembered. Then he showed her a jar of cucumbers and vinegar. Vinegar remembers. These will be pickles in a week. Then he showed her a tray of apple slices laid out to dry. Drying remembers. These will be sweet rings of fruit for the winter. Then he showed her a clay crock of cabbage with salt rubbed in. Salt and thyme. The good microbes wake up. This will be sauerkraut. People in many lands keep their food this way. In Korea, they make kimchi. In Japan, they make umeboshi. In France, they make confit. Each land has its own way. Last, Brian took out a small list. Care for the eater, he said. Wash your hands. Use one board for vegetables and another for raw meat. Cook chicken to 74 degrees. Keep food in the cold spot or the hot spot. Never in the middle for too long. The middle is where the bad bugs grow fastest. The thermometer is the truth teller. Mara looked at the cards. She looked at the Gravlax. She looked at the pickles. It is a whole craft, she said. Brian nodded. Carecraft. That is what my grandmother said.
When the demonstration was done, Mara sat on a stool and thought for a while. Brian, she said, why does it matter so much? Brian took off his apron and sat next to her. He spoke very gently. Some people think keeping food is dull, he said. Some people think old ways of keeping food are silly. They are not silly. They are very, very old. They're the food's first care. He looked at his cards. Some people also think food safety is a list of rules. It is not a list of rules. It is care. It is care for the person who will eat the food. It is care for your friend, your family, your stranger. Care is the kitchen's first ingredient. Mara nodded slowly. Round, soft, strong cooks who keep food well, Brian said, feed people for a lifetime. He picked up his cards and put them back in his apron pocket. Outside, the cool spring pools shone in the afternoon light. Salt remembers, Brian said softly. Vinegar remembers. Cold remembers. Food keeps if it's kept right. Mara smiled. Warm and safe and glad, she watched the small axolotl tuck his cards away, and the pantry felt like the coziest room in the whole village.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Brine. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.